It's the WEOL Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Each week, we take a look at high school wrestling in Lorain County. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. They put your family first. We'll get the latest in high school wrestling coming up on AM 930, 100.3 FM, the WEOL mobile app, and WEOL.com.
And we welcome you back into another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Andy Bolbarge joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram to recap another week of high school wrestling and preview a pretty exciting week ahead. Sean, as always, a pleasure to be joined by you again. And boy, we have a lot to get to today, recapping all that went down last week, some pretty competitive tournaments in the area and beyond. A little bit later on in today's show, we're going to speak with Elyria head coach Eric Burnett as well, and also preview the tournaments coming up this weekend. Sean, we'll begin with some of your observations on what you saw this past weekend. I want to, at least for the first few minutes of the show here, focus on that Walsh Ironman tournament, which I know you were really excited about last week.
Yeah, it's the premier high school wrestling tournament all season. You have teams from, you know, from the West Coast coming in. You've got the number one and two ranked teams in the nation were there. You know, almost every weight class has probably a dozen nationally ranked wrestlers in it. State champions, multi-state champions. You're hitting like basically a state placer or state qualifier in every single round. So it's just a brutal, tough tournament. And guys can make or break their reputations there.
Elyria and Avon both very well represented at that tournament this past weekend as well.
Yeah, and you know, it was great because for the coverage area, we had a coverage record amount of placers with five. We had Elyria was there, has been there for years. They had their program record for point totals. They had their highest point total ever. Finished eight out of 111 teams. I told you it was a big tournament. So 111 teams. So obviously great for them. Jordan Greer of Avon became that program's first Ironman placer with a seventh place finish at 195 pounds. Beat a nationally ranked guy to get there. And even Firelands had Peyton Bergdorf. He's a three-time state placer out there, you know, battling as well. So it was just a really good showing for the area as a whole at that tournament.
And that certainly wasn't the only tournament last weekend, the North Coast Classic, the Riverside Rumble, amongst many others that we'll have an opportunity to touch on a little bit later on before we start to break down what's coming up this weekend. And boy, Sean, you'd think that with a holiday upon us about a week away, there's no shortage of tournaments coming up this weekend either.
Yeah, they just keep coming, and you know, it's good that right out the gate there's a lot of wrestlers getting a lot of time on the mats. I mean, I put the first honor roll is going to be in the Chronicle tomorrow, and there's already guys with in the teens with matches, and we're only 2 weeks into the season, so a lot of getting a lot of experience already, getting matches under their belts. And I was really pleased with this weekend. We had, like you mentioned, some of these tournaments already. We had a lot of guys winning championships out there in multiple tournaments. We had North Ridgeville going home with hardware at the Dave Oberholzer Invitational at Black River. They finished with the runner-up trophy. I actually saw Coach Melvin carry that into the school, getting ready to put it in the trophy case. So just a good showing by the area last week. And you're right, this week it's just another you know, gauntlet of tournaments. And it's obviously the reason we picked Eric Burnett this week, because you know Elyria was in the Walsh Ironman last week. They're traveling out to the University of Delaware, a little bit of a haul this weekend to take part in the Beast of the East. So that's probably the two biggest tournaments our area deals with over the course of the year. So we're going to catch him right in between those two big events, and I'm sure he's going to have some interesting things to say about both of those tournaments.
And as Sean mentioned, we're going to hear from Elyria head coach Eric Burnett here in just a few. We're going to step aside and take our first break. When we come back, we'll catch up with Coach Burnett and get his thoughts on what he's seen 2 weeks into the season. It's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. We welcome you back into the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Andy Bolbarge joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram, talking some high school wrestling between now and 6:30. And we're going to head right back to the hotline as we welcome in Elyria head coach Eric Burnett, who joins us right now. Coach Burnett, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, some early observations on what you've seen so far from the Pioneers this season.
The less experienced guys are working hard. You know, we got a bunch of new kids that didn't know that much about wrestling coming in. They're making a lot of progress. We had last night, Mike Knapp basically helped seal the match against Solon. It's only his second career match. He came up with a big pin last night to kind of seal it for us. So that was real nice. As far as the newer guys are concerned, you know, so they're doing a great job.
Coach, obviously, we want to talk about the Ironman last weekend. A great performance from Elyria. I know you guys had your program record point total. You amassed the most points Pioneers team has. You matched the four placers you did in 2004, I think it was, or 14, or what, you know, I can't remember. It was a while ago. And then obviously, just a great. But let's talk about some of the individual performances. Starting obviously with Jake Evans, just the program's second ever finalist. Obviously, a nice run for him. He beats, actually pins the number seven ranked, nationally ranked kid from Canfield, Anthony DeLisio. Had been fun watching him wrestle this weekend.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. DeLisio's very, very good. And, you know, to watch Jake go out and grind, you know, like he's used to doing, kind of getting back to form. You know, he took a good loss last weekend to a tough competitor. You know, and people talk about losses being bad, but, you know, yeah, while nobody wants to lose, you know, I think that was good for Jake. You know, he had a great week of practice, and, you know, he was ready. And, you know, he worked on little things. You know, the little things are what's going to get it for you, and that's what he's doing. You know, anything from little things in practice to diet, nutrition, things like that, they're all important. So it was great to see him, make that move this week.
And obviously Dylan Shaver was also only lost once at the Ironman, ended up placing third. Just kind of like last year where we kind of talked preseason about how nice it was to see him bounce back from a loss. He ends up losing in the semifinals at the Ironman to the number three ranked kid in the nation, Ryan Crookham from Notre Dame, and ends up bouncing back with a couple big wins, including over Dylan Ragusan of Montini Catholic, who's ranked number six in the nation, with a nice overtime sudden victory win in that placement match. It's got to be nice to kind of see him again bounce back like he did last year.
Yeah, it's nice to see Dylan push the pace. You know, he's done some stuff. Once again, little things, you know, diet, you know, just the extra little things you can do out of practice, not just in practice. But to see him push the pace, you know, he got that stall call toward the end of the match there, toward the end of regulation against Ragusan, and, you know, that was huge to send the match into overtime. And then to see him push through in overtime like that, you know, those matches are tough. I mean, you're talking about Ironman. I mean, you know, everybody there is tough. And to be able to grind through like that was really good to see for him. Like you said, you know, for him to bounce back after a tough loss and pick up a couple of wins, that was great to see.
And obviously, the four placers, three of them went in with national rankings. Your son, Mick Burnett, and Dylan Shaver and Jake Evans were also nationally ranked wrestlers. But Enrique Munguia, unranked nationally, but he comes in and just has a great tournament, finishes fifth in the Ironman, beats Braden Roberts of Parkersburg South from West Virginia in his placement match, and that kid is ranked number sixth in the nation, has a tight matchup against Caleb Dowling, who's number five in the nation. Or Peyton Hall, actually, was the one he had a tight match with. And then, you know, just a great match. This seems to be an event that he is really good in. I mean, just a year ago, he had a big win over Victor Voinovich, who's number one ranked in the nation right now in his weight class. So he doesn't seem to wilt under the pressure of the Ironman spotlight.
No, he looks forward to it. He wants to wrestle the best in the country. And you know, and when Enrique's wrestling his style, he makes it very tough to wrestle him. And that's what he needs to do. You know, he needs to wrestle his style. He doesn't need to wrestle conventionally. You know, does he need to clean some things up? Yeah, sure. You know, but, you know, tinkering too much with his style is going to take his style away from him, and that's not what we want to do. So I thought, you know, especially mentally, I thought Enrique was really focused and had it together over the weekend, and that's what it's going to take to succeed on that stage.
And one of the nice things about the Elaria program is the fact that you have so many kids working hard for you guys. While the Elaria Red, which is your main varsity group, was at Walsh Ironman battling, you had, or the white team, the red team was at the Mike Lewis Invitation at Buckeye. Nine placers there, fifth place finish. Your regular heavyweight, Alexander Lowry, wins the 285-pound championship there. It just got to be nice to have you know, that kind of dynamic where you have a couple teams going and the varsity B team is not slacking. They're doing some big things in the tournaments they're in.
Well, they're huge. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we had dual meets last night, you know, midweek. You know, we're getting ready to go to Beast, and we had duels last night. And some of our starters were dinged up and whatnot, so they didn't wrestle last night. So to be able to take kids that wrestled at Buckeye and insert them into our lineup, and they come out and they win. I mean, you know, Xander beat a kid last night that was probably 6'5", 6'6", 300 or 285 pounds. You know, the Solon kid, that was a big win for Xander. Isaiah Torres. Kid's a senior now, man. He's been in and out of the starting lineup his whole career, and he comes out for us last night, and he wins two matches. I mean, that's big. You know, Riley Banyas, you know, she goes out last night and wins a hard-fought battle against the Brunswick kid. You know, so those kids wrestling and getting those matches in, that's such a huge thing for us.
You kind of alluded to the this weekend's tournament. You guys have been going there a couple years now. It's got to be fun, not only because of the fact that you get the high level of competition at the Beast of the East. It's one of the top tournaments of the season. But you also get to travel out to Delaware. It's kind of a different setting. You know, there's people who travel around the state, but traveling out of the state, that's got to be kind of a cool thing. You know, the hotel stay, the camaraderie. It's just got to be a fun trip there.
It's a special thing. I think it helps build our unity with our team and things like that. But yeah, you know, these kids get to experience a lot of cool things, and that's one of the things about sports. You know, you want them to be able to experience some things maybe they wouldn't ordinarily experience. And you know, a trip like this, you know, we travel with Braxville, we split a bus, we get on a tour bus, the kids watch movies. You know, they have another experience along the way. You know, they stop, they check things out. I mean, it's very cool. And then, you know, by the way, you get to go wrestle one of the best tournaments in the country along with it. So yeah, it's pretty extraordinary for our guys and our program.
How pumped up are you after the showing at Ironman to go in there to Beast and kind of, I mean, it seems like you guys are riding some momentum right now. Are you feeling pretty good? And I know you said you didn't have the great week of practice like leading into that. How was the week of practice leading into the Beast?
I'd have to say it's been a little better. I think weight management has been a little better this week. You know, while I wasn't thrilled having a midweek match, I think because of the way some of the kids wrestled last weekend, maybe the kids that didn't wrestle great, I think we had a captive audience as far as, hey, you know, we got to manage our weight better. You know, everybody hit their catch weight last night. You know, the kids that wrestled up a weight class, we wanted them to weigh in the middle, if that makes sense. And, you know, for instance, if a kid was wrestling 45 last night, if he's a 38-pounder, we wanted him weighing, you know, 42 last night. And they did that. So hopefully that plan is going to work out. I think our practices have been a little better, not so much focused on maintaining weight, but more, you know, on technique and fixing some of the little things. I'm hopeful. I mean, who knows? You know, I was telling the kids the other day, maybe if we had a better week of practice last week, we might have done better at the Ironman. But maybe they just rose to the and they faced adversity. I don't know. You know, it's still early in the season with this group to figure out exactly what's going on.
Good stuff, Coach Burnett. We appreciate you joining us. Best of luck to you guys this weekend when you are competing at that Beast of the East. Sounds like it's going to be a fun trip, and hopefully you guys will come back with some positive results.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you for what you guys are doing. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Much appreciated. Again, that's Elaria head coach Eric Burnett joining us here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show. Some really good stuff there. That should be a fun tournament and a really fun experience for those guys to head on all the way out to the East Coast, participating at the University of Delaware on Saturday and Sunday. That should be a really good time and a good experience for those kids, no question. Let's step aside and take one more break. When Sean and I come back, we'll take a look at what's coming up this weekend. We'll also get one more look at this past weekend and recap the events for you on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Welcome back into the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Andy Bulbarch and Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram joining you here in our final segment of the show. We'll get a chance here to really kind of focus in and highlight some of the big performances from this past weekend, and then also take a look at the week ahead as well. I mean, we're talking a few days before Christmas, but a lot of high school wrestling programs will be in action, and there are some tournaments going on across the area, not necessarily anything crazy local, but there are some tournaments that are probably worth the one-hour drive and change as well. So we'll touch on some of that. But before we get into this coming weekend, Sean, let's focus on last weekend. There were some champs that came out of some pretty impressive tournaments along the way last week.
Yeah, it was kind of like I said in the first segment, there was a lot of coverage champions from Lorain County at multiple events. So it was a very successful weekend for the county, not just for the fact that they won titles, but it's good early in the season to kind of get a momentum rolling, getting that confidence boost, and a lot of guys on the podium. We'll start right at the Dave Oberholzer. It used to be known as the JB Firestone Invitational at Black River. They renamed it this year. It's pretty much a lot of local teams out there. We had four county teams, North Ridgeville, Clearview, Black River, and Oberlin. All our county teams finished with a minimum of six placers, which is really nice. All of them had champions. That's just something you don't see that level of success usually at one event, so that was kind of nice. And I kind of mentioned North Ridgeville finished at runner-up, so they took home a team trophy. But Zach Orsano won a championship at 113 pounds. Jared Counts won a championship at 120 pounds. Shane Swindig won at 152, and Chris Douglas won at 195. And then they had another finalist, Anthony Naso, at 138. So they just had a great overall performance. The other champions for the other teams, Clearview had Oscar Rivera winning the 106-pound championship. Black River, the host school, had a trio of champions, Hunter Yaples at 138 pounds, Brandon Rollin at 145, and Travis Owen at heavyweight, 285. And then Oberlin, Riley Horning, who is a returning district qualifier, won the 220-pound championship. So just a great showing by all the county teams there.
And you were telling me off air, too, about what you really think that could do for the confidence, not only, you know, for the kids that won, but really for an entire program, too. You alluded to it in the opening segment of the show, talking about how excited North Ridgeville was, too. So what kinds of things can these early season performances do for the confidence of some of these kids?
Yeah, I mean, it's just it gets you it not just makes it easier on the mat, but it makes the weight cut easier. It makes the drilling in the practice room during the week easier because you just feel more energized. You feel that confidence, as we keep saying, more confident. You go in there and you have some motivation. And a lot of times when you're not having the success and you're on a losing streak or just things aren't going well, you have to find new ways to kind of dig deep and find motivation. So when you're winning, it's great because you don't have to, you know, self-motivate. I mean, the motivation is just there and things start rolling. And that's how programs lift themselves up and start rolling. And, you know, I remember, you know, back before Eric Burnett and even the first couple of years that he ran Elyria program, Elyria was a struggling program. And now you look at them and they're nationally ranked. They're a powerhouse and it doesn't seem like it's ever going to end. So that's what a lot of programs are hoping for. They want to start that cycle of success and it keeps rolling and it gets bigger and bigger. It's like a snowball going down the hill, to use a nice winter term since we're out in the nice cold weather right now. And, you know, just keep it going. That's what they're looking for.
You pointed out a couple of individual standouts, you know, a couple of weeks into the high school wrestling season. Who are some of these guys that have been very, very impressive the first couple of weeks of the season?
Well, at the Mike Lewis, we kind of mentioned with Coach Burnett that his Elyria B team was over there. Avon Lake was also there with seven placers and a champion with Drew Del Judas at 126 pounds. We talked about him earlier because just an amazing story. He's a senior for Avon Lake, and he made his varsity debut last week. He kind of was a soccer specialist, you know, meaning that he only played one sport for three straight years, you know, in high school, just a soccer guy. And then he decided to go out for wrestling this year. And, you know, he had a little wrestling background in grade school and middle school, and he wins the Cobos Championship in his first high school varsity wrestling tournament, and then come and backs it up and wins the Mike Lewis out at Buckeye High School this weekend. So he's off to undefeated, senior year. Just a two tournament titles, great start for him. And then just kind of like the same type of story, Lavelle Gibson from Amherst over at the Bob Bailey Invitational at Bellevue. He's a junior for Amherst, and his sophomore year he didn't wrestle because he got injured in football, so he missed his whole sophomore season. So he comes out this year and he wins the Cobos Insurance Classic title last week, And then he wins the Bob Bailey this week. So, you know, two back-to-back championships for those two guys in pretty much what's kind of like their varsity debuts, or at least, you know, they've been away from the sport for a significant amount of time, and they've come back, you know, just gangbusters. And then also Bob Bailey, Gabe Gayhart won the 195-pound title there, which was a good, bounce back because he had kind of lost a tight match to Clay Carpenter at Cobos, and then he beat Clay for the Bob Bailey, so they're kind of got a little rival. We talked about that on the Matt Report this week. And then the other champions were from the Clear Fork Invitational. Vermillion's Chris Bennett won the 195-pound title, and Drake Shaw won the 220-pound title. So lots of champs out there for Lorain County this weekend.
Yeah, lots of champs indeed. And, well, if all goes well this weekend, Gibson will have another opportunity to bring home a title because he and the rest of the Amherst Comets will be out along with North Ridgeville at the Hudson Holiday Invitational on Friday and Saturday. And, Sean, that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg with a holiday weekend full of wrestling tournaments.
Yeah, and obviously that's a good one because Amherst also, they finished third at the Cobos. They finished third at the Bob Bailey, so they have two top three finishes. They've got a lot of momentum as a team. We know it. We just talked about North Ridgeville having momentum. So those two programs hopefully will go into the Hudson Holiday Invitational and have good showings. And then obviously Avon is traveling out west to Defiance College. They're going to be in the Fricker Duels. That's that tournament where it's team versus team. It's not those individual brackets, but they have rounds and teams face off against other teams in dual meets. And they just kind of keep going that way, and eventually are crowned champion, and they rank that way. And then we already mentioned Elyria going to the Beast of the East. That's going to take place Saturday and Sunday. It's a two-day tournament. Kind of odd. They don't usually have high school tournaments that go Saturday, Sunday. But because of the holidays, things get moved around a little bit. So they'll be out there in Newark, Delaware, at the University of Delaware. And then the last three tournaments are all Saturday one-day tournaments. Firelands is going to be at the Canfield Invitational. Lorain's going to be at the Findlay Invitational. And Keystone will be at the Rebel Invitational, which takes place at Willoughby South.
Explain the tournament Avon's going to be in again, the Fricker Duels at Defiance College on Friday and Saturday. So you're talking about teams against teams, not individuals wrestling individuals?
That's correct. It's a different kind of tournament. It's kind of fun. It's like the dual meet where you have your 14 weight classes and the 106-pounders meet, the 113, and the winners get points, and they compile points, and a team will win, like, say, 40 to 30-something. And that's how they do it. And they do this in rounds. They basically match up against other teams there at the tournament. And they just, if there's nine teams, you hopefully over the 2 days will wrestle eight dual meets. And then you take the records after that. And that's how you win a championship. So if you go 8-0 at the thing, you're the champion of the tournament. But you don't do it with individuals earning points. You do it with your whole team earning points. So it's nice because wrestlers can pick up wrestlers, and you just get a different look. And it also obviously also helps you in your dual, you know, kind of fine-tune your dual meet lineup.
Yeah, and it seems like that really will test your endurance over a two-day tournament because you could wrestle a ton in those 2 days.
Yeah, and there's no getting eliminated. So even if you have, you know, wrestlers who maybe are a little bit weaker, don't have as much experience, and in a regular tournament might get eliminated, have, you know, after two matches, they go 2-0-2, or what as they call 0-2 in barbecue in wrestling terms. Now they're wrestling, you know, 8-9 matches. I mean, even if they lose in 8-9 matches, they're getting 8-9 matches of experience under their belt, and that can only help those wrestlers who are a little more inexperienced.
No question about that. Well, that should be a lot of fun because you're right, that's a much, much different setup, but it'll certainly test your mettle on a holiday weekend for sure. Well, that's going to wrap things up today, Sean. Always a pleasure to work with you. A lot of great results to go over from last week, and certainly looking forward to seeing what the teams that are in action this weekend will do as well. Happy holidays to you and yours, because the next time you and I do one of these, it'll be the day after Christmas.
All right. Well, happy holidays to you as well, and to all the viewers out there. And, you know, hopefully everybody stays safe. I know the weather's turning, a little cold, and there's some snow out there. And you know how Ohio is. We're only crazy driving out there. So, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, indeed. Well, hopefully the sun comes out like it's supposed to the next few days and it melts some of the white stuff away. It's going to wrap things up on today's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Our thanks to all of you for tuning in. We'd also like to say thank you to Elyria Head Coach Eric Burnett for joining us. For Sean Bennett, this is Andy Bulbarch saying thanks again for tuning in. Have a wonderful holiday. We'll see you next week.